Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello there. First things first, please. Merry Christmas, actually. Even if you're culturally or religiously not into Christmas, I wish you a very merry listen anyway. It's a bit of a special one, you see. I'm hoovering in this episode with Santa Claus. Actual Santa. Yeah, I know. Pretty exciting. So exciting, in fact, that I can't be bothered to do the usual thank you for listening, asking you to tell people about the podcast, and seeing if you'd like to become my patron, because it's Christmas! And I'd rather just get on with it, frankly, as I'm sure would you. Two things to note. One, Santa's internet connection was occasionally dodgy, but what can you do? The man lives in a magical faraway bit of the North Pole, FFS. Talking of me saying FFS there. Point two. Santa and me, but mainly Santa, aren't used to not being able to say swear words. And Santa did a bunch of naughty language. my brilliant editor, Emma, has done her best to get it all bleeped out or edited out. But sorry in advance if the odd word here or there slips through the net, depending on who you're listening to this with. Okay. Let's go, shall we? Have fun.
That's your gift to me, Santa. A bit of hot tip about why am I...
A hot tip. Yeah.
Hot tip.
I mean, it's not usually the way with Santa, because I don't really know an awful lot about technology, really.
Yeah, and then here you are, elves, telling me about the new version of Audacity I need to download called Audiotonic.
I know. But this is what's happened. This is how the world's changed. You
yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, Santa Claus has had to really up his game this year, get on the Zoom vibes and do all the live video stuff. And I was very lucky. I've got a good technical department. My good elf Dave, he's actually with me right now. Hey, Dave, how you doing? Yeah, good. All right. Now, everything's working fine. What? No, she can see my VHS right now. What do you mean? Doesn't exist. What? on your tubes? My tubes? No. Look, you're talking nonsense. I'm recording a podcast. Shut up, Dave. Leave me alone. All right, sorry about that. It's just tech elf Dave. You know, I'm not sure why I have him around anymore. Hi.
Hi, Santa. Hello, Santa. Can I call you that? It's a bit informal. Thank you.
I mean, it's up to you. I mean, hello, ho, ho. yeah, that's my usual way of greeting people. But, very nice, I mean you can,
but
you
know, I don't need to call you father or Mr. Christmas.
Well, my real name is Nicholas.
Right, of course.
Saint Nicholas, to give me my full thing, obviously. But yeah, you know, Nicholas is my name. But it's weird because no one ever calls me that, obviously. You know, you usually get called Santa Claus or Father Christmas or let's see, what, Kris Kringle? You heard that one?
I like that one. I like calling you the FC. Father Christmas.
That's a classic. Yeah. It's a classic. Apparently, my internet connection is unstable, so we'll see how this goes.
Okay. Well, you are in a very remote part of the North Pole, so it's only a given
it's
that maybe
our
Zoom will cut in and out a little bit. And, you know, what can we do? People
that's
listening,
true.
Such a treat. We've got the treat of having Santa on an episode of Hoovering. We can make do with a little bit of technological interference. Already I'm moderating my language in a way I wouldn't do normally. Santa, thanks so much for taking time out. I can't believe how busy you must be right now getting everything ready.
I'm super busy. I mean, I expected to be less busy this year, you know, what with all the weird changes and things. But I'm more busy than ever because now people think that, well, I'm just sitting at home, you know, I'm just sitting at home.
Yeah.
And I've not got all the other stuff going. I'm still making presents, you know, and wrapping them and storing stuff. But now also, you know, every 5 minutes someone wants to chat with me online, you know, and I've opened myself up to that because I don't want to disappoint people, but you know, there are not enough hours in the day. I can tell you that right now. Anyway, sorry. I went off on one there, didn't I? Sorry. All right.
Santa, I'm a big, big, big fan of eating and drinking, and I assume you are too.
You'd be right about that. It's that's a true say. I do like a good feast. I have to be honest. I eat like a child. That's the problem. You see, you know, I eat a lot of sweets, a lot of cookies, a lot of milk. You know, I don't really, there's very few vegetables that pass my lips, you know, which is why I have this incredible stature. But, you know, I mean, Mrs. Claus does try and sort of keep me in line. I'll tell you what's a myth. Here's a myth for you, all right? One of the myths is that I like mince pies. No. Yeah, that's right. You heard it here first, all right?
But Santa, I'm
this
about
is a Father
to taste
Christmas
a mince
exclusive, all right? You're about to taste a mince pie, are you?
Yeah.
Really?
My five-year-old.
I thought you might do that. Oh wow! It looks. I mean, I don't know if people at home realize we're zooming right now. That does not mean we're going fast. What it means is we can see each other over the interweb. And I've just seen you've just held that up. It looks like a 5 year old made it.
It does look like a 5 year old made it, but a 5 year old made it with an adult Scottish woman who's going to be offended that you've said that, Santa.
Oh gosh! Oh dear! Well, apologies. this is sort of off-duty Santa you're getting here. You might want to put a little sign out before you put this out that this is off-duty Santa.
Yeah.
All right, you know.
I am already, from the conversation we've had so far, FC. I am going to have to put a little sign out. This is language. Let people know that language is a little bit spicy. With my mince pie, I want to know what
I thought there might be
treats. Ooh, you got. Ooh. I'm going to have some 30-year-old port. Sounds snazzy, but I got it as a prezzy from Audi many years ago. During lockdown
from
one.
Audi or yeah. Aldi?
Aldi. It's a German supermarket that's popularised here in the UK
now. Yeah, yeah.
And
I see. I thought you said Audi. I thought you meant the car manufacturer. I thought that was a bit of a weird present.
Yeah, I siphoned out the engine of a car so posh it runs on port. I can see you've got... Santa love. He's got Bailey's original.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I've gone for that. I was going to drink some eggnog of my own concoction,
ooh,
but silly me, I drank it all. However, I know that people that listen to your podcast, have I got that right? It's called a podcast, isn't it? Yeah, all right. Okay.
That's it, yeah.
I know that they are they're quite into making stuff, you know, recipes, trying stuff out. So listen, even though I'm not drinking the eggnog, I do have the recipe. So would you like I can read it to you.
Hold
on, let me have a little look. I'm just looking at, I sent it to someone recently, so I'm just gonna find it. Here we go, and then I can read it out. Here we go. All right, yeah, here we go.
So here we go. Santa.
Yeah. I know it's a bit like talking to Maui, isn't it? You know, you're welcome.
Yeah. I feel a bit starstruck.
Yeah, people do. People
I can't
do.
Believe you're reading us out a recipe as well. This is the
right.
stuff of dreams.
Here we go. So, this is Santa's eggnog recipe. 12 egg yolks, all right? 200 grams of caster sugar, a bottle of vanilla extract, a litre of milk, 800 millilitres of double cream, 70 centilitres of dark rum, 70 centilitres of Kahlua, 35 centilitres of brandy. Now, this is how you do it. Yeah, wait for it. Here we go. You separate the egg yolks. You keep and keep them. Then throw the egg whites against the wall while screaming, "Nog!" Then you pour the sugar into a bowl. Use an electronic whisk. And then just beat until it looks like gloopy and pale. Then you pour the whole bottle of vanilla extract into the mixture whilst doing your best to sort of Homer Simpson impression, sort of vanilla essence or extracted essence, something like that. And then you add cream, all right, add all the cream, give it another beating, right. Add the milk, then one more beating, and finally pour in all the booze, and then do an encore of whisk beats, pick up the bowl, drink the lot, and then when you wake up on Christmas Day, you'll feel well rested. You'll need a large bowl. So there you go. That's the basic of it, right? Hope you all got that.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you in case you want to add, you know, put that on your stuff, you know,
I
people want to look at it, all right?
I've got guest recipes on my Patreon. This is the dream.
Oh, there you go.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
I'm going to sneak that on as a bonus December one.
Your Santa's eggnog recipe.
Yeah, because you don't want to drink
Brilliant.
That in
there
January,
you go. There
do you?
There you go, no
that
problem.
Is, oh, my word. Oh. It sounds like it's going to taste almost solid, that.
I mean, it kind of does.
I've also, in the making of the mince pies, which you would hate, I now know.
Oh, yeah.
Leftover pastry was turned into these angels, so I'm going to try one of those.
Ooh.
And
that's
also
lovely,
I've got some Christmassy chocolate orange dairy milk orange fingers. I'm going to there's not many left, but I'm going to taste one on the podcast because so many listeners said I need to try one. And I've now tried 8,000, but I thought I'd smash one on the podcast. Right.
Well done. Good.
I'm going to start with the best and have a chocolate orange
all
finger
right.
immediately.
Okay, great. Go for it, yeah.
Mmm. It's so good.
Mm.
I love orange chocolate.
Yeah,
I think it's just for Christmas. Is that sacrilege, Santa?
No, not necessarily, you know. I love a bit of orange chocolate as well. I think what could be sacrilege if you tried to eat a Terry's chocolate orange any time other than Christmas.
Wow.
You know, I mean, that's for me personally, that's pretty solid thing, especially a dark chocolate one. Maybe you'll get away with it with a milk chocolate, you know, but a dark chocolate Terry's chocolate orange, I mean, that's really the reindeer's jingle balls, if you know what I mean. They're the ones. They're the
I understand.
Ones. Yeah.
I think they've done a very clever thing, Terry and his friends, because they've got the chocolate oranges, which I agree are they're designed to look like a bauble, in polite mm-hmm. terms. They are so Christmassy, but what they've done is laid them out into one tiny bar for the rest of the year, and that I don't think is as Christmassy, and they're allowed to have done that.
You're absolutely right. The marketing lads over there, incredible, incredible.
Marketing peeps. Some marketing peeps who've done a less great job are the people who run Kit Kat in Australia. Not a country famed for its delicious chocolate. I'm sure you've probably got a lot of notes from Australian children saying, please send me something that doesn't taste like a big pile, because they have bad, bad chocolate. And Kit Kat Chunky have brought out, I swear to God, someone sent me a link, not a picture, so a link, so I've seen it for reals, this Christmas, and they're four different Kit Kat Chunkies, and they're the flavours of Christmas dinner. So there's a ham one, ham flavoured chocolate, then turkey flavour, oh no, I think there's even like a salmon and dill flavoured chocolate.
All right.
And then meat chocolate.
Just come on. Come on, people. Come on. What are you doing here? Come on. Meaty chocolate. Meaty chocolate. I mean, there's a man that I met that was once, I remember, I felt like he was a meaty snowman, and that repulsed me enough. But meaty chocolate, that's a step too far. And you know what? No. Santa's out on that one. Sorry, Kit Kat. Yep, definitely, that's going to be a big no from me. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Love it.
Talk to me about the bins going down nicely.
Yeah. Is your Baileys delicious? I'm going to try one of these mince pies.
The Baileys isn't bad, actually. The Baileys is better than I remember it being. I mean, it's still not eggnog that I made, but it's not bad. But what the other thing that I've got here is a Baileys Yule log. So
chocolate Yule log.
I don't know. I'll tell you what. If you've got something to talk about, then I'll try and cut a slice off. Or maybe I should just pick it up with my hands and take a bite out of it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a more Santa-y thing to do. Eat it like a Viking. Just hold chocolate Yule log in your fists. This mince pie is delicious. Well done, Rudy and Steph, my cohabitees. I think if you dislike mince pies, you're going to have a terrible time eating this, but nice flaky pastry. It's quite a
okay,
nice...
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready. Oh my God, he's just chomping in. Oh my God, it's mildly erotic. Never thought I'd say that about Santa. What's he managed there? Wow.
I mean...
Show me in there.
I don't know if you can see in there.
Oh my...
I mean...
And the joy of your Santa mouth means that you've managed to try every... That looks incredible. Oh my God.
I mean, it's solid chocolate underneath the Baileys exterior.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's like solid chocolate. So there's like a Baileys cream, like a thing around like, frosting.
Oh God.
And then it's solid chocolate. And then chocolate and chocolate cake and chocolate cream and like, that's, I tell you.
Oh God, I want one. I'm getting one of them.
Diabetes for Santa.
I'm getting one of them for Christmas Day. Wash one of them down with eggnog. Guaranteed to die by 45.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yum in my tum.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I want to know so much about you, Sandra. I don't even know where to start. You're a parent to several athletes, the reindeers, I mean. Are they good eaters?
Oh, I mean, you know, they're vegetarians, those, you know. I've never tried to give any of them meat. I'm a bit worried that if I did give them meat, they'd get a taste for it and they might start eating the elves. So I've kept them to just, you know, I've stuck to sort of hay and grass. But of course, they get magic sprinkles, which is a sort of a dust. That's the thing that makes them fly. Did you know this? Do you know this? Because of the Brexit ULEZ rules, I'm not allowed to fly my sleigh over London at the moment, except for Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is fine. I've been given permission. But wow. Any other time... Yeah, no, so I went to see some kids around London recently, and I had to be given a lift in a car. It was incredible. It was Sadiq Khan that told me, but I'm pretty sure Boris was behind it. In fact, I'm sure he is. In fact, yeah, I'd like to call him out actually, because I feel like he's been trying to rip off my act. I mean, I was a bumbling, floppy-haired posh boy when he was in nappies. All right, and he's on the naughty list. And just come at me, bro. That's what I'm saying to him. All right. Anyway, here's the thing. Right. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The car that I was in, driven by Mrs. Claus, broke down, you know, because I'm not allowed to use a sleigh.
Is it true that you can't drive a car, Santa? No, I can't drive a car.
I'm a sleigh driver. So I'm showing now on the screen, I was in the papers because I had to be picked up by the AA.
Oh, my God. You sent me a link to that, Santa. I can't believe you broke down in full Santa garb with one of your own children elves.
I know. It's incredible, isn't it? You know, but there was a true angel out there, one of the real heroes of the world. His name was Mark. He's the AA guy, and he drove us all the way home. It was amazing. Amazing stuff, amazing. You know? Because
one
gene
worker
could do that.
Saving
fact,
another.
I'm pretty sure his boss would have told him not to. Yeah. Exactly. Thanks very much for calling me a key worker.
You are 100% a key worker.
Sorry, I got off the point. Sorry.
Talk to me about eating eating on the big night.
Sorry, what are we talking about?
Well, eating generally on this podcast, but it's Christmas, so we can digress as much as we like. This is, but I do want to know about eating on the big night, because you've got a lot of miles to cover that night. I know you're allowed to, for that night only, travel through the tiers all around the universe, obviously in a very COVID-safe way. But everyone that I thought was leaving you mince pies and a tipple of some kind of... And it turns out you don't like mince pies. What would be your dream thing to have left under each chimney? And in all seriousness, how do you power yourself through that entire night, fuel-wise? How do you keep your energy up?
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, all right? I can tell you this. I can speak to you about this, you know...
Be candid with me.
Because I know you understand these things. I can be candid with you. The thing is... I have to just put on a brave face and take a bite out of those mince pies. Now, the reason you don't see them all gone, the reason you see a bite taken out, is because I hate them, all right? That's the reason. But the thing is, the kids love it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's one of those myths, it's one of those things, and I just have to uphold it, you know? My hair's not even white. You know, but that's what everyone thinks. It's really more grey. But you know, I quite often put a bit of talcum powder in the hair and the beard, just in case anyone sees me, because I don't want to disappoint people. You know, and that's just one of the pressures of being, you know, Santa McChristmas Claus.
I've always felt really sorry for people working in. Welfare and entertainment, who've got quite such a distinctive physical brand to maintain. I felt especially sorry during the lockdown when people were on Zooms in all their special makeup and shit that they wear, and I was like, thank God I've looked like a woman who doesn't care about her appearance all along, and I can continue to do that and grow my armpit hair out for the first time in my life.
Absolutely, you know, and good on you. And I feel like really the world should be that's how the world should be. You know, if the spirit of Christmas has said anything to us, we should all be allowed to grow our armpit hair and not wear any makeup. That's what I think.
And if Santa wants to let his hair go like it's natural grey, let him.
Do you know what? I'm going to take your advice on that. I'm going to dispense with the talcum powder, and I'm going to be me. I'm going to be me. You know? Yeah. All
you
right.
Do you. That's what you we've do learned you, from this. Santa.
Yeah. Exactly. Perfect. Yeah, that's right.
What's the weirdest things that anyone's ever left under their chimney for you and the and for the reindeers, please?
Well, I mean, I've had reindeer droppings left out for me. I mean, that's pretty odd, isn't it? Why? Mm. I mean, why would someone believe? I don't know. Apparently,
Where do they leave them out for you? Switzerland.
Yes, it was actually. How did you know that?
Perverts.
Yeah. Oh, right. I see. All right. I think it's maybe it's a cultural thing or something. I think they've got belief that the reindeer droppings, there's a lot of stuff in there that is supposed to make you feel good, But of course, it's not something you should. I mean, I wouldn't eat it. But obviously, I had to take a bite out of it. There you go. It's just part of my job. That was odd. The reindeers get left a lot of carrots, which I found don't agree with me digestively, make me fart. But I can use that to my advantage if we're running low on special magic Christmas juice. I take a bite out of a carrot, and that propels us through some of the last places we need to get to.
Fantastic.
If we need to. Yeah.
So good to know. I can't believe I'm getting the inside scoop on your propulsion methods, the amount of food that's left out for you that you actively hate but eat anyway. Out of sheer kindness and hatred of waste. You've even had to eat a bit of reindeer poo. You're a lovely guy.
I know.
I want you when I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, Santa.
I wouldn't last 2 seconds on that, Too hot. That's the trouble.
They're filming it in a castle in Wales now, Santa. You'd be fine.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I did not realise that.
Yeah.
A castle in Wales? That's my kind of place. All right, sign me up. Yeah, I'm good.
I normally ask my guests, have you ever accidentally eaten anything that's not food? But I think you've already answered that with the reindeer poo story.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. I've gotten ahead of myself there.
No, I liked it. Are you a ritualistic eater, Santa? Is there anything that you think demands to be eaten in a very specific way? I think the classic thing is often...
Okay, gingerbread people.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
What's the classic thing? Tell me the classic thing. Go on.
Is Cadbury's cream eggs.
Oh, right. But yeah.
I'm much more interested in how you have to eat a gingerbread person according to Santa.
Okay, all right. Well, the important thing about eating a gingerbread person is that you go for the legs first, all right? Because otherwise, he might try and run away. We all know this, all right? We've heard the stories. So, first things first, take out the legs, all right? Now, we know they're scrappy, gingerbread people, all right? So, before you get your eyes scratched out or you get some crumbs thrown in your face, eat the arms, all right? Now, I know some people would say the next thing you should do is eat the head because you don't want to be hearing those screams as you eat the body. But personally for me, I enjoy the screams of a gingerbread person. So I chomp down on the body, leave the head till last, slowly screaming, no, please don't eat me. And then I go, ha ha ha, down it goes. And that's the last gulp.
Oh, my please. Oh, my please.
Yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah.
It's just
the... All right. I mean, sometimes... The thing is, when you're as jolly as I am most of the time, you got to have some dark stuff to balance it out. That's the important thing.
I understand. Yeah. The kindest boyfriend I ever had listened to music that was like... Like System of a Down was like the most tuneful music he listened to. I was like,
that was the opera.
Getting your aggression out.
Do you know what though? That's very important. That's very important. And if you don't let it out, then you turn into a serial killer. This is the problem, you see.
Yeah.
So if you like being nice, you've got your nice stuff that you've got going on. Make sure you've got an outlet like eating a gingerbread guy or listening to crazy music, or playing rugby or something, because if you bottle it all up inside, then you will end up murdering people, and no one wants that. Right? No one wants
no
that.
No one wants that.
That's the naughty
Absolutely
list way.
Nobody does. What about, I know mince pies already, but is there any other food or drink that you love that everyone else hates, or that you hate that everybody else loves?
Okay, all right. I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, yeah, obviously, I think sort of mince pies would probably be the main one, because I know most people do love that. But but let's see. If I'm thinking hard, I mean, ice cream is I'm nonplussed on. Some people are surprised about that.
Wow. No, sweet, yeah, that's a big deal to me. Because ice cream's got like the perfect ratio of half fat, half sugar, which makes it very popular. It's like the original Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, yeah, for me, I either want all fat or all sugar or nothing at all. So I guess that's but I'm not saying I dislike it. I'm just saying I could have it or not. I could have it or not. So that's one. There we go.
That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
God, what an exciting thing to be able to take or leave.
Yeah, I know, right? I know, right?
And if
probably
you were
the only reason
have
I'm still alive.
And if you were going to have an ice cream, would you like choose like a creamy, nutty, chocolatey, boozy one, or would you? Are you a fruit man? Are you a fruit flavor ice cream man?
I'm not a fruit. I'm a nut guy. I like nuts.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan
you're
of
a nut
nuts.
Guy.
The bigger the nut, the
knew
better.
You're going to be a nut guy.
Pistachio. Pistachio is good.
Yeah.
Oh, you could see that. You could see that.
I need to show you something.
By the nuts in my teeth when I smiled.
Wait a second. I'm showing you a giant nut.
All right, brilliant. Everyone loves big nuts. Well, I mean, maybe not everyone. Some people. Whoa!
What you've been saying.
Holy!
I don't. This has got nothing to do with eating. But on the subject of nuts, my son's 5, and he came home from school the other day, and he said, "What are we doing at the weekend?" And I was like, "Well, it's no point making any plans at the moment. What do you want to do?" And he went, "Make a giant nut." And I was like, "Pardon?" And he said, "I just want to make a giant nut." So we papier-mâchéd a balloon, and then we didn't have any brown paint, and it's a pandemic, so I wasn't popping into town to go to a brown paint shop. And so we made this. It's been cracked. It took hours and hours and hours of drying, repainting, different mixes of other paints that we did have to create this purple that's close to brown. And then when it had dried,
a lot of work went into that.
Yeah, a lot of work. When it had dried, he wanted it to be like a coconut within. We had to stuff the innards with a wasteful amount of kitchen paper. And then when it was completed, he went, "Cool," and he's never looked at it since. Throwing that back in the toys bag.
Wow. Well, there you go. Sometimes you just need a distraction, don't you? Especially in these times. In fact, in these times, the best thing is a distraction.
You thought you were a nut man, Santa, not compared to my son. Big old nut
no,
man.
No, you've definitely out-nutted me. Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to tell him that Santa said that. And he's going to love that. Have you ever had a patch, Santa, where you ate the same thing every day?
I mean, it's almost my entire life. I mean,
another
day goes by when I don't eat cookies and milk. I mean, that's like my staple. All right. In the morning, I wake up, I eat a cookie, I have a glass of milk. Every time. And usually, just before I go to bed, cookie, glass of milk.
Oh, yes. I think, honestly, any children who are allowed to listen to a few swears and have listened to this are going to be so delighted to find out that Santa eats like they would in their dreams if there weren't any parents watching them.
Well, you see, this is the thing, you see.
Santa eats like they plan to eat when they're free to choose their own foods. Just biscuits and milk.
Oh, Yeah, no, I know. And here's the sad thing. Their dreams are going to be crushed when they realise that society will not let them. And that's unfortunate, and I feel bad for these kids. And that's why I try to bring them presents, because I feel terrible that I, as a magical being, am allowed to live the way I like to live, and yet these poor children will be told by all the magazines and everyone that lives that they can't do that. And, I mean, okay, I'll be honest, they probably shouldn't, because, you know...
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to feel sick all the time.
A world full of diabetes. Exactly. No, yeah, no one wants that. No one wants that. But I'm just saying, I feel bad for them, you know. I'm lucky. So there we go.
Yeah. Fair play. Have you ever used food as something other than fuel? Have you ever used it perhaps as a prank or as a weapon?
I mean, who hasn't frozen a French loaf in their time just in case an intruder comes in? I certainly have. You know, I've used a baguette. I've taken out a polar bear with a baguette. That was an incident that happened. You know, I generally get on with polar bears, but some of them can be a bit aggro. And we did have an incident where a polar bear came in, and luckily I had put, you know, a baguette in the freezer, and it came in, and I just speared it straight through the neck with the baguette. I knew that was what I was going to do. I'd prepped it in my head, and the bear went no. Like that, and So you know, we had polar bear, so that was nice.
That was
one time. I know, what a cool story.
Also, Santa.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, I think it's plausible from you. You're Santa. Also, can I just congratulate you on the length of your freezer? I've never had a freezer with the length or girth to contain an entire baguette.
I mean, you have no idea what the workshop looks like. It's incredible, because the thing is, I get asked for so many frozen toys, all right? Like, people, like all these kids just say, what do you want for Christmas? Frozen stuff. So I have to have a huge freezer. I mean, like, almost the size of Scotland.
To keep all your elves in, Olaf's.
Any toy that's frozen. Yeah, I mean, those ones, I suppose. But that's what kids want, right? When they want a frozen toy, they want something from the freezer, right? Am I wrong about that?
Oh, I mean, I think some of those kids might be wanting something from the film Frozen. Santa is a popular film called Frozen. Yeah, for children. It's got two sisters in. One of them's a lesbian, but they've never written that powerfully enough. There's a talking snowman called Olaf, and like an idiot boyfriend of one of them. Right, and in the second film, there's a singing river, and
a
rock monster.
I should really pay more attention, shouldn't I?
You've just been sending them peas, have you?
No. I've been sending them sort of like bikes that have been put in the freezer, and toy trains that have been put in the freezer, and there must be some really disappointed children out there. Oh gosh, all right. Dave's telling me he knew that. Why didn't you say something, Dave? You've made me look like an idiot on national podcastery. God, all right, okay, all right, forget, Dave. No, thanks a lot, Dave, that's fine, anyway, yeah, no, that, all right, okay, well, thank you for informing me. I should really keep up on these things. I used to keep up on them, but ever since kids started asking for game systems and iPads and all this kind of stuff, I just hand it over to the elves, you know. I'm into the classics, you know. I like a good bike, I like to make a good bike, and I like to make a toy train and a soldier and a this and a that, even a Barbie. I love that, you know. We've actually extended the workshop this year, so because Barbie used to be included in the sort of the dolls section, but now she's got her own whole section because there's so many and there's so many add-ons and things, you know. And that's the kind of stuff that I really love. All this game geekery business, I couldn't do away with it. It's not for me. Not for me. That's Dave's department.
No, I've only met you. This is the first time I've ever spoken to you, Santa, but I'm getting strong vibes of someone who's not interested in any sort of geeky gaming or anything like that. It's not the sort of thing involve yourself in.
Definitely not nothing, you know, on the line, as it were.
No way.
But I mean, if you wanted a board game, then that's a different story. Yeah.
That's serious. Solid, real-life board game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I started out on sort of...
Have you played Azul? It's
Azul?
I
have not.
It's amazing.
I've not played
it's
Azul.
It's a tiles game.
Is it good?
It's not like characters and stuff. It's really simple. It's like a kind of real-life or sort of collect-y version of Tetris. It's so good.
Okay, I'm getting on that. Have you played Come Dice With Me?
No.
It's Come Dine With Me, but with dice. It's free. Okay. It's written by Kieran Gillen, who is a wonderful comic writer, and I can send you a copy of it as soon as we've finished, and you can play it at Christmas. It's fucking astonishingly good. All right,
and it's so free.
There you go. That's my Christmas tip.
Okay,
it's free. He wrote it in lockdown for free because he had nothing better to do, because he's an amazing guy.
And what do you need? Right, just a few dice.
You need a pencil, a piece of paper, and a six-sided dice. That's all you need.
I've got that stuff.
It's so easy. And then you create characters, and then you do Come Dine With Me. It's so fun. It's honestly
okay. You're sending me that, and I'm putting it in these podcast notes.
Yeah, Kieran Gillen. He's the man. He is the man. Yeah.
Right, shout out to Kieran Gillen there from Santa.
Absolutely,
Claus.
Yeah, from Santa.
Right, we're on to the quick fire questions, Santa. Quick fire questions, Santa Claus. 5-second rule, yes or no?
Yes.
Has anything you've ever eaten or drunk cured an illness?
Yes.
What was it?
It was an elixir that was given to me by an elf specifically because I'd hurt my back, and they happened to have mixed this up. It was like a magical potion, so it was specifically designed to do that. So it's not really that remarkable.
Fair enough. You've got access to stuff. It's basically you and Gwyneth Paltrow that get that stuff, isn't it? So okay.
Yeah,
fine.
Me and Gwyneth, we go way back. All right.
It's still aspirational to hear it. Hangover.
Damn right.
What are you having?
I mean, usually Bloody Mary. You know, it depends what you want to add into it. Back on it, really. That's
right.
My kind of vibe.
Okay, cool.
You know, take that away with more Alchemajol. That's the way to go.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Lovely message for the families. It is over Christmas, actually. It's exactly what you need to do over Christmas.
Exactly,
isn't it?
That's right.
It's the most Christmassy message I've ever heard. Yeah, 100%. Last quickfire question. If there was no other option, Father Christmas, would you eat a person?
Oh, that's tough. Yes. Yeah. I think so. I think, you know, I treat it like a gingerbread person.
Legs first.
So good. Legs first. Arm second.
Body next.
Yeah, wait for the screams.
Enjoy the screams.
Then bite the face off. Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
An asteroid hits Mount Everest and makes an avalanche so giant it's going to crush every human to absolute death. But it's agreed to miss and just fly off into harmless space. But only if you, and weirdly it does have to be you, Father Christmas, bench press an adult reindeer 100 million times. It sounds impossible, but you do it! You're the hero of all people forever and ever and ever. Your reward is the adulation of everyone for saving humanity, as if you weren't popular enough. But your reward in the moment is the fantasy feast of your dreams. This is the opposite of a last meal, in the sense that you're the happiest and the highest, yet still hungry, that you can imagine being. So you're so giddy and you're starving from all the reindeer exercise, and nothing you choose has any consequences of ethics or anything like that, although now having chatted to you, I think nor do you anyway, shouldn't have worried about that. Nothing has to be possible, even. It can be entirely made up or entirely the stuff of your dreams. The other thing to mention, I think people stress out about this question because they think my answer today won't be the same in 5 minutes. So understand that the listeners understand that this is your answer now and only now. What would be the feast of your dreams? What would you eat? What would you drink? And if there was a who with and where, then who with and where?
Right, okay, all right. Well, let's see. I'm going to start with a smattering of treeslets. I've actually got some right here, right now. Do you know these? These are,
wow.
The funny no. thing is, they're cheeselets, but they're called treeslets because they're in the shape of trees. And I tell you what, they're the tastiest snack on the planet. They're amazing. And what I'd like is just a sort of a tree of treeslets, if you will. That would be nice. That would be a good starter. That would work out for me as a starter. Let's see. I think for the main course, having tasted that polar bear that one time, and I'm not really into eating polar bears because obviously they're endangered and they're struggling a lot at the moment, but I tell you what, I'd like to taste it again. So polar bear steak, possibly with some broccoli. It's like thin broccoli on the side. You know, they're like
tender stem
broccoli.
Tender stem.
Yeah, that's stuff there. Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Tender stem broccoli.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you'd be surprised. You know, always surprising people. That's how I work, man.
Yeah.
All right. And then let's see. I mean, I think for dessert, I mean, it's gonna have to be. Pretty much all of the chocolate that the world can give me. So all different types of chocolate. I'd like, you know how you get like little tasters? You know, your little sometimes places you go like, oh, I just have a little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of this, but there's loads of it. There's so much of it. So
everybody gets that one chocky a year.
There we go.
One chocky a day this month.
Yeah.
In our advent calendar.
Oh, yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
getting that basically delicious right. chocolate tapas if they've got a swanky enough advent calendar.
Chocolate tapas. Yeah, so that's the best way to describe it, chocolate tapas. Exactly. That's the finisher. That's how you finish. And it would take you so long to eat it. I mean, I don't know. It'd be, yeah, absolutely, definitely. Now, and obviously, I need something to drink this with, don't I? It's going to be tough, but I think I've got to go for my own eggnog. It's honestly the favorite thing. I mean, the thing is, you know, that might sound, I think a lot of myself, but the thing is, that's what I'd like to drink. So
there's nothing wrong with picking up your
Santa
own eggnog.
Style eggnog. Yeah.
It's amazing. What an amazing thing. And a recipe that involves shouting. Shout it again for me. What do you shout when you throw in the whites, the egg whites against the wall?
Like that. Just like that. There you go.
It made my Zoom.
I think
cut
I may have
out
woken an elf
half
up.
An hour. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm sure there was an order that was supposed to turn up as well. I don't know where that is. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Right. Where's that? Okay. Thank you so much, Santa, for doing this.
No problem.
I mean, we've recorded this a few weeks before Christmas, so I just want to say good luck for the big night. Eat on through, drink on through. You're so loved. And thank you for everything you're doing.
Doubt.
The most key
right,
worker.
Very much.
More important to the nation, than Strictly has been this winter. Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, that's saying
no
a lot.
Pressure.
Because, you know, Bill Bailey has been a wonder on that thing.
Oh,
I mean, God,
please.
What a lad.
Oh,
what a
my
guy.
Dear.
I mean, you know.
He's still well in the running. And, yeah, he's almost as magical as you.
Amazing.
That's
just
lovely.
Almost, yeah. In fact, yeah, he's literally, like, just inches away. Anyway, as my final message, I would like to say to everyone out there who's had a very, very tough year, I just want you to know that we've been working very hard here in the North Pole to make this an extra special Christmas, all right? So have no fear. Christmas is here, and we're going to bring it this year. Huh! That was a sort of a fist bump that I did there. Marketing department are trying to get me to do that, but I don't know if it works. I'm trying to appeal to the youth market. Anyway, cool.
Thanks so much, Santa.
Delicious. Well, how mad was that? What a man. What a legend. The violence of the eggnog recipe and the gingerbread eating ritual will stain with me forever. And I hope none of you are too scarred. Links to everything we've mentioned are in the podcast notes, as ever, which should be alongside the podcast or wherever you got it from. And obviously Santa isn't on social media because you don't need social media to follow his work. It turns up on your tree year after year. But in lieu of being able to follow Santa in the spirit of Christmas, I'm going to give a shout out to my dear lovely friend and father, to my magical guide daughter Willow, Drummond Bowskill. He's also an extraordinary actor, but, you know, that's by the by. Follow him on Instagram here, Drumbo Baggins, DrumboBagginS. We're not plugging anything this episode, so all I want to plug is saying to you, Merry Christmas! Or other holiday that you're into if you're not into Christmas. If you're alone this Christmas, as more of you will be than ever, please may you follow at SarahMillican75, the legendary comedian, if you're not already, and see her hashtag join in, because it's on Christmas Day and it's amazing and it puts people in touch on what can actually, for lots of people, be an especially rough day. And I really, really want you to eat something so delicious this Christmas too, please. It doesn't have to be swanky, but make something with love and devour it with even bigger love. If that's going to be hard, you know, because of money, look at the Trussell Trust. They've got a directory of all the possible food banks. And if you've got money and food to spare, then also look at the Trussell Trust, because they can tell you where you can donate. Right, see you in 2021, Hooverers. Bring it on. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham, and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, until next year, happy hoovering.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.